Our ministry is not ours to own. It isn't. As a community, as the church, the works that we do for the church belong to the church. They're in need of confirmation from the church. And we can even take St. Paul's example. You know, St. Paul doesn't waste any time, yes. Immediately as soon as he is called by God, he begins to work. He goes and preaches the gospel. He goes and does great things. And perhaps we could say, well, look at him. He's being a lone wolf. He's going off on his own doing good deeds. But even he knows that in order for his ministry to truly be God's will, he needs to go to Jerusalem at some point. He needs to go to confer with Cephas, with Peter, to get the confirmation that, hey, is what I'm doing really God's will? Is what I'm doing actually bearing the fruit that God desires in the church? And that is the example that he sets for us. Yes, he does great ministry, and he is a powerful personality and a powerful witness for Christ. But he always does it in the context of the church, with the church's confirmation. And that is, everything that we do in the church should always be with the mindset that this is not our own. This is God's work. This is the work of his church. And so we should always be looking like, hey, am I doing the right thing, from those who are in authority over us, our priests, our bishop, and all those, looking for them to confirm, yes, keep going. Or looking for the church, looking for the fruits from the ministry that we do. It should never be our own. It is God's ministry. It is the church's work, not ours. And so we must pray today and always to the Lord that he would guide us. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Guide me to the pastures that you desire me to go.